We're here at the Beat Nation exhibition in Montreal. Describe for us a little bit about some of the works that you have on exhibition here today.
I have three different works in this show. So we were talking about my father a minute ago. And growing up in Goose Bay is an interesting place because it was a military air base, right? And where it's not, like, say, on the coast of Labrador. And what I would do with my father on the weekends is go hunting or go out for wood, and we'd go on the Skidoo and the Komatik, and we had a Komatik box, which was white with a black diamond on it. And this is like the black diamond or a diamond on a Komatik box is a very common thing in Goose Bay and other parts of Labrador as well. And then also growing up in Goose Bay in the summertime, I would build things to skateboard on. And one summer I built a box very similar to a Komatik box, but built for skateboarding. And for me, it was kind of bringing together like these two different parts of me, like an Inuit part that, you know, had a relationship to something like a Komatik, which has been, you know, adapted from the dog team sled right up onto something that people use with skidoos. And the black diamond is such a like beautiful but, you know, kind of abstract shape that goes on the box. And so to kind of put those two things together and put them in this exhibition, it's something that's super exciting for me to see, like, that for me, like a symbol of Inuit culture that was in Goose Bay now put in with this exhibition with all this other great work.
There was another quite striking piece that you have in the exhibition, a skateboard with some images projected on it. Tell us a little bit about what inspired that and how that piece came together.
That skateboard piece was a projection. It's a projection of two small rectangles onto the skateboard, the place where the holes are, where the skateboard trucks attach to the board. And so what I was thinking about is a kind of connection between, like, a skateboard connects with the trucks, and that's how you move across an urban landscape. And, like, I was thinking about that kind of place a connection to put two different kinds of images. One's a panoramic image on top of Nain Hill in Nunatsiavut. And you can see a fjord, like, going way back, like, just north of Nain. It's a tremendously beautiful spot. And then the other video is of a blanket toss that I taped when I was in Barrow, Alaska.
Which is a community in Alaska's Arctic?
Yeah, and, well, it's the northmost Inuit community in Alaska. Right, or in the United States too, I guess. So I was there for an Inuit Circumpolar Conference, and it was, I don't know, like maybe a three-day event. And at the end of it, to celebrate, the local Inuit people had a rawhide blanket toss. It was, like, spectacular. And what struck me about it was that people were doing this basically like an extreme sport, not on, like, skateboarding, where there's a lot of jumping and there's an element of danger, but also like these spectacular tricks. Like in the video, you'll see a guy do a backflip. There's a young girl, she's probably like 12, and she's so poised and confident on top of this blanket that's just, you know, like erupting underneath her and sending her up into the sky, and she's just so balanced and in tune with what she's doing. It's breathtaking, or it was at the time. And then as well, some of the delegates, there's a woman who's, you know, in her mid to late 40s, that gets up on the blanket toss and participates as well. So I think that there's a similarity between that kind of, like, traditional Inuit, I'll call it an extreme sport, similar to skateboarding, you know, like you're You're kind of really throwing yourself into the air or being thrown into the air at times. With skateboarding, it's more like jumping down stairs or something like that. But you're basically throwing yourself into the air, and something where there is an element of danger, like people do break their legs doing both. Skateboarding has been like incredibly important to myself, even though at times it's very dangerous. But there's something about like the danger, but also the experience that go hand in hand. And I just love that kind of similarity between the two, skateboarding and a blanket toss.
What do you hope people come away from, either thinking or feeling?
I know like when... like when I first started at like putting art together, I know that I had this daydream of having Comitix in a national venue. Just because I'd seen like these painted Comitix around Labrador, and you know, there's just something that stands out about them that's just spectacular. And I guess it was more or less realizing that dream of mine, you know, kind of putting something of our culture, which I think is fantastic, out for the rest of the public to view. And like, you know, I guess a lot of people have said that they really love that, you know, black diamond abstract shape. And so it's just good to share that. And then to say, you know, like there's a lot of fantastic like soapstone carving and sealskin work that's being done, but Inuit art is actually like there's an elements of abstract painting within the culture as well that can be explored and that people can check out. And I know other Inuit artists do touch upon that, but I think like something as you know, just something for traveling in, like a Comitix box, how like something that humble also has like this amazing abstract painting on it as well. Yeah.
Have you learned anything about your art or where it fits into to Indigenous art in North America and being part of this exhibition? Or have you made any discoveries yourself as an artist through this?
I think like participating in an exhibition like this and kind of seeing it all come together, I think like you kind of do these things and you don't know like how far it's going to go or if anybody will ever care, you know, and to see it kind of brought together and to work, you know, be included with all these amazing artists, it's a really humbling experience where you're like, wow, it's so amazing to be with this group of, you know, artists that have been, some of them doing like have had long, you know, fantastic like national and international careers, and then other artists that are just kind of coming up and making really exciting work. And to be included with this group, it's like kind of when you're growing up in Labrador, you don't have a real exposure to contemporary art. You know, I didn't know what that was growing up. And so to kind of, you know, go through art school and then make work that, you know, can be a Labrador Nunatsiavut Inuit contribution, like I think that's really exciting.
Yeah. Mark, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.